Pashat Shmos, we are introduced to arguably the most influential person for the rest of the four Chamisha Chumshei Torah. One could claim even the most influential person in the history of Am Yisrael. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And it seems from Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was destined to greatness. The Gemara Masechet Sota tells us in Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Gimel, Vatikach Miram HaNeviah Achot Aharon, says by Kriyas Yamsuf, that Miram HaNeviah, the sister of Aharon, took the Tof Biyada. So the Gemara asks, Achot Aharon below Achot Moshe, she was only Aharon's sister, she wasn't Moshe's sister. Amar Rav Amar Mamarav, V'amir Amar Rav Nachman Amarav. Someone said in the name of Rab, Melamed Shahaita Mitnab'a Kishi Achot Aharon. She already gave Nevuah when she was the sister only of Aharon. Before Moshe Rabbeinu was born, she was already giving prophecy. V'omeret Atida Imi Shateleid Ben Shemoshiat Yisrael. My mother is destined to give birth to a son who will be the Savior, the Redeemer of Am Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the entire house lit up with some sort of divine light. This was a nevuah. It was clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was destined to greatness. But Rav Dessler points out, based on a Medrash Tanchuma, but Moshe Rabbeinu almost didn't make it. He almost could have missed his opportunity. The Torah tells us in this week's parasha, "Moshe Yeroet Tzon Yitro Chotno Kohen Midian." He was a shepherd for Yisrael. "Vayinhaget Tzon Achar Midrav Yevol Har Elohim Choreva." He arrives at Chorev. Moshe Rabbeinu sees a little bit off in the distance a bush that's on fire, and the fire is not consuming the bush. So he sees this phenomenon. What does he do? Vayomer Moshe, Asura na ve'eret amare hagadol hazeh, madua lo yivar asneh. Says, you know what? Let me take a look and go closer and see why isn't the bush being consumed. Vayar Hashem kisar lirot, and Hashem sees that he turns to see the bush. Vayikray lav Elokim mitol chasne vayomer Moshe Moshe vayomer hineini. So Hashem calls out to him. Hashem sees, he turns towards the bush, and Hashem calls out to him. What would have happened if Moshe hadn't turned towards the bush? What would have happened had Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Wow, that's very interesting, but I'm too busy being a shepherd to take a look"? Says the Medrash Tanchuma, "Vayomer Moshe Asura na ve'eret, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shalosh Psios Pasa Moshe." Moshe took three steps towards the bush. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, no. Lo pasa letzavaro ikein. He didn't even take a step towards the bush. He just turned his head in the direction to get a better look. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nitzta'arta lirot. You made an effort to see the bush. Chayecha she'ata kedai she'egaleh alecha. Like a shvua, I see you're worthy of my revealing myself to you. But the implication is, had Moshe Rabbeinu not turned towards that bush, he had not taken those three steps, he had not looked in a little bit more, not been so curious, Kadosh Baruch Hu might very well have gone to plan B, whatever that might have been. Maybe never have revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu.
And Moshe Rabbeinu would have remained Moshe ben Amram, Yisrael's shepherd. Might never have become Moshe Rabbeinu.
We're nearing the end of the first semester.
Maybe it's a good time to take stock, to see how we're doing.
So how are we doing? As a whole, I think it's been so far an amazing year.
Very different in many ways than almost any other year that we've, not almost, than any other year we've had.
Usually I have to talk through three layers of plastic.
But a great year. But that's on a global level. How is each and every one of us doing?
It's very much of an individual question, an individual answer. Kol hatchalot kashot.
The beginnings are hard. For some people, the beginnings are the first few weeks. For some people, the beginnings are the first few months.
Some of you are way past the beginning. Some of you might still be in the beginning. Some of you may be
fully immersed whatever MOY has to offer.
Some of you may be somewhat hesitant, still a little bit on the sidelines, not quite getting fully involved.
The message of Parshas Shmot, one of the many messages,
it's that each and every one of us might be destined for some degree of greatness. Not necessarily on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Some degree of greatness. But that greatness isn't thrust upon us without us putting in any effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Moshe Rabbeinu to Har Chorev, but then he waited to see if Moshe would respond or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you to Rechov Esther HaMalka.
And for some of you, he's waiting to see whether you respond.
He's not waiting for an amazing response. Just needs a little bit of effort. Three steps. Turning your head in the right direction. Take a look around you. What do you see? I'll tell you what I see. I see a snebor be'esh. I see the Eish HaTorah. I see a fire that's not a fearful fire. It's a fire that beckons us. It's calling us. A fire that's looking to see whether we're curious enough to see what it's all about. At the beginning of the year, I gave a shiur that Lo Abayish and Lo Med. If you're too bashful to ask, if you're too bashful to get involved, too hesitant, you can't learn. And the fire is coming and saying, come! It's not harmful. It provides light, it provides warmth. It provides eternity. And it's inviting us. Now the question is, do we make the move? Do we take the three steps? do we at least turn our head to be a little bit more curious? Are we in or are we out? Some of us are already in. For some of us, we're still at the hatchala. But now it's time to go beyond. And if you listen carefully, and you turn your head, and you take the steps, when you decide that you're in, if you listen carefully, you're going to hear. You're going to hear a voice that's going to call out. Maybe not Moshe. Maybe Chana, or Leah, or Kayla, or Sarah, or Abigail, or Rivka. It's calling. And when you hear that voice, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear is, Hineini. I'm here. I'm in. The choice is ours. But if we make the right choice, guaranteed, we will never ever regret it.